Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Haggai chapter 2 today, verses 20 through 23. We'll wrap up our breaking down of Haggai and getting our challenges from it in chapter 2 today, verses 20 through 23. It says, "The word of the Lord came a second time to Haggai on the 24th day of the month. Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I am about to shake the heavens and the earth, and to overthrow the throne of kingdoms. I am about to destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations, and overthrow the chariots and their riders, and the horses and their riders shall go down, every one by the sword of his brother. On that day, declares the Lord of hosts, I will take you, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, declares the Lord, and make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord of hosts." Now, the only way you're going to really understand what's going on in this last section here of Haggai is to know a little bit of Israel's history and God's promises. That will help us better understand what's going on here. God, through Haggai, is telling Zerubbabel that he is the chosen one to continue the line of Davidic rulers that will culminate in the Messiah. If you know, God had promised to David that the Messiah would come through him and his lineage. But something happened right around the time of Zerubbabel and a little bit before. Jeconiah, one of the descendants of David, who had been the king in Israel, had sinned so greatly that God decided that he was going to curse Jeconiah to the point that if anyone came from Jeconiah, they would never be king in Israel. Listen to Jeremiah chapter 22, verses 24 through 30. God says, "As I live, declares the Lord, though Coniah," that's short for Jeconiah, "the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were even if he were the signet ring on my right hand, yet I would tear you off and give you into the hand of those who seek your life, into the hand of those of whom you are afraid, even into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans. I will hurl you and the mother who bore you into another country where you were not born, and there you shall die. But to the land to which they will long to return, they shall not return. Is this man Coniah a despised broken pot, a vessel no one cares for? Why are he and his children hurled and cast into a land that they do not know? O land, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, write this man down as childless, a man who shall not succeed in his days, for none of his offspring shall succeed in sitting on the throne of David and ruling again in Judah." So God had made a curse and he'd made a promise that none of Jeconiah's offspring would be a king in Israel. Well, this is why we thank God for the fact that Jesus came from Mary and her lineage from David and not through Joseph, because Joseph's lineage comes from Jeconiah. And if Jesus had come from Joseph, Jesus could not be king in Israel because God cursed all the descendants of Jeconiah, and Joseph, his stepfather, if you will, came from that lineage. We don't have time to look there, but if you go back and look at Luke chapter 3, verses 23 through 31, in Luke 3, 23 through 31, you'll see that that is where the lineage is laid out. Jesus came from Mary's side because he was born of a virgin. He was born by the Holy Spirit being put into Mary. And because Mary was a descendant of David, Jesus can sit rightfully on the throne of David and rule on the earth, which he's going to one day. And he says to Zerubbabel, he goes, "I'm going to be using you as the lineage now. I'm going to use you as the ruler. I am breaking off my promise to David's descendants through Jeconiah." Folks, the more you dive into the scriptures, the more you look at the Bible, the more you come to realize this is not a made-up book. Because if you were going to make something up, you wouldn't make curses like this that make it look like, well, that's not going to work. But the truth is, the more you dive into the Bible, the more you dive into this book, the more you realize everything is true. It's all been proven. It's available. And Jesus is the one that the scriptures are pointing to and talking about. If you have not put your faith in him, please listen closely. Time is running out. The promises, return of Jesus, the judgments that are coming to the globe, and how he's going to spare those who are his and judge all those who have not believed in him, they're coming soon. And I don't want you to miss out on the blessings of God and being those who are judged with the wicked. Now, we'll look forward to sharing some more with you next week. We're going to start the book of Joel next Saturday. Hope to see you then.